And today it's my joy and my honor to take you with me into an inner journey where you can experience and rest in your essential self. And first of all, I want to kind of really give a bit of a context, because being in our essence and resting in our essence is something which is really very natural for all of us. It doesn't require certain skills or knowledge. It's, in fact, it's the opposite. What is needed, that we let go of all the instruments, you could say, which are bound to this physical form. So we don't need our body, our mental level, our feelings, our senses, in order to drop and to be in what we are, in our deep essence. And if you are curious and you really sense that this is of meaning for you, I want to invite you to really bring your attention inward in the next minutes. Maybe you feel like you want to close your eyes so that the visual world really can fade away. And I want to invite you to let go of your physical sensations. I want to invite you to let go of your emotional state. I want to invite you to let go of your thoughts. And what I mean by that is that you don't need to stop anything. But what you do is you drop with your awareness deeper through all that form-bounded layers of experience. You don't need to become a different person. You don't need to gain any skills. You also don't need to stop your thoughts. What I want to invite you into is in an inner melting process. Where you let go of any kind of holding, any kind of structure, any kind of substance. Where you become more curious in the context than in the content of your life. Being and resting in your essential self doesn't need any effort from your side. Who are you when you don't need to solve any problems? Who are you when you don't need to make any decisions? Who are you when you're absolutely enough the way how you are? Who are you when you don't need to defend yourself? Who are you when you are in the presence of your dearly beloved? Meeting your essence is a very intimate love affair. And for that to happen, nothing needs to be different than it is. Your essential self, with its enormous wisdom, its depth, its compassion, its love, is always available for you. You don't need to feel or sense it, because it's deeper than your physical senses. It's a knowing, it's a deep knowing of what you are in your essence. No need to put it in words or to describe it. There's also no need to be attached to it, because it's always there and available. In fact, this essential beingness is the only thing you will take with you when you leave this body, when you leave this physical form in this realm. And who we are when awareness is resting in our essential self is the same in everyone. This is the very substance which is fundamentally the same in each one of us. When the origin of any movement is coming from this state of being, it will create and contribute to more love, more beauty, more wisdom, and I want to invite you now, while you slowly open your eyes and connect to this visible world again, just have this intention to stay connected to your inner wisdom and love, basically forever. And please remember, you are that, even though maybe your physical body with its senses doesn't register it. It's a bit like the sun. The sun is always shining. Sometimes it's on the other side of the planet. Sometimes it's behind clouds. But the sun is always shining. And so is your essence. Always alive. And if you are looking for more support and guidance with that, you are so welcome to connect with me